Hello, everybody. Today's date is May 28, 2020. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? This podcast is going to be about how powerful our mind is. Mind sometimes can be iffy, but as we know, we can all be like stressed out or, you know, we could be all over the place. And sometimes we can just be relaxed. Right now, we're in a pandemic, and a lot of people are staying home, doing the right thing. And, you know, at least when they go out, they're using the social distancing. But there's still, you can't really travel right now, okay? So a lot of people like to go different places like Hawaii, Australia, you know, wherever they like to go and see the beaches, the beautiful skies, maybe live the good nightlife, right? So I'm going to go back to the mind. Our minds are very powerful. So what you can do is, it's not 100% the same thing, obviously. But if you like to look at something, or if you say you wanted to go on vacation because you wanted to view the beautiful beaches and listen to the sound of the ocean, guess what? You can. You can do it just by sitting down. You could do this by closing your eyes, taking deep breaths, take a few deep breaths, and then when you breathe in once, hold it for a few seconds, and then release all the way out, and then breathe in again, and repeat that over and over until you feel calm. Then close your eyes, or you can keep your eyes closed the whole time anyway. Close your eyes and imagine that picture of the beach that you wanted to see. All the beautiful flowers, all the beautiful trees, all the cool animals you wanted to see, all the beautiful sky. And then what you could do is, totally up to you, but you can play sounds of like oceans, you know, crashing, waves crashing. You can play sounds of trees, you know, whistling, different things, whatever it is you want. And just try to envision it. See, I have the ability to play songs in my head all the time. And a lot of people can't do that. But I can. I don't have to listen. I can just listen in my head to something. And I'm not saying that I have that powerful of a mind. But that's just the way my brain works. Not everybody does. People have to hear it when it's playing. But probably because I'm a musician too. This is the way your brain's trained. And it's funny because up until a few years ago, I didn't even realize that not everybody can do that. So anyway, I'm just going to say, when you want to get some peace, or if you want to get some excitement, however it goes, just relax and just envision something that you want to see. And also this works with if like you want a change in your life, just try to envision it as much as you can. Maybe it's a new car you want. Maybe it's a new house. Maybe it's a new boyfriend. Maybe it's a new girlfriend. Maybe it's a dog. I don't know. Whatever it is you want. Maybe you just want a new job. Whatever it is, just try to envision it as much as you can and feel like you're already there. And this will bring you closer to that purpose or what you want. I just want to say one more thing on that note, just so you can understand it better. I've wrote on this, I've done podcasts on this, but if you haven't heard my past podcast, you probably didn't know. But I'm just going to say, let's pretend your favorite color is blue. So everywhere you go, you're going to see blue before you see anything else. Look at that blue shirt that person has on. Wow, check that blue car out. Everywhere you go, the color blue is going to stand out way before anything else. It's just natural. But guess what? That works in most other compartments. Like you can, again, if it's something you want, see that first. Okay? Try it. You don't have to take my word for it. You could test it out. But when you do, you'll understand what I'm saying. That's how powerful our minds are. You got to put it front, right? Before anything else. A lot of people who a psychic, for example, right? And they really can see things. Some people are naturally gifted like that, and then some people had to work harder on it. It really depends, but they're going to see something that they were trained to see before, say, another psychic was trained to see. I don't know if that makes sense. So, if you're a positive person, you're going to be more trained to see or feel, however it is, something that's positive. If you're a negative person, you're going to see or feel something that's negative first. So I'm just saying, these are things you can do. Oh, and again, going back to something else, I was just recently studying how to retrain our brains, and the way that you can retrain it and build new neurons, you can just try something new all the time. Like, say you eat broccoli for breakfast every day. Eat grapes. I mean, I don't know. Say you eat cereal every day. Try toast. I don't know. But these are things that you can do. If you always use your right hand, try using your left. If you would normally go to a beach, go to a lake. These are things that you could do. And anytime you incorporate something new, a new interest or a new something, it's going to change and rebuild up your brain. It's going to rewire it. Anyway, this is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? I hope you have an amazing day. Have fun with this activity. I think you're going to like it. Bye.